Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Well, some employers have begun bringing staff back into the workplace this morning as COVID-19 restrictions ease. Unions have called for consultation to take place and have urged caution. Business groups say firms will continue to act responsibly. Our reporter Helen Donoghue has been talking to employers and to employer groups to find out how all of this has been managed. Helen, what have you discovered?
Yes, Brian, employers can start to bring staff back into the workplace from today onwards. But I think it's fair to say we didn't see everyone back at their desks in the office first thing at 9 o'clock this morning. I've been speaking to a range of employers today, including some of the big banks. Now, Bank of Ireland saying their office buildings will reopen in line with government advice, with a gradual return to the office over the coming weeks. But their hybrid model will also continue. AIB saying it kept the branches open as an essential services provider. It says the majority of its staff adapted to working remotely immediately. And those staff will be part of the phased return to the office as part of what it says will be a hybrid working model.
Employers, Helen, still have a lot of questions around all of this, don't they?
Yeah, Brian, I think overall employers are welcoming it, but many are looking for more guidance. And if you recall, this news was announced after close of business on Friday. So by Monday morning, it didn't give companies much time to react. Privately to me, some were saying this morning, there's still a lot of logistics to work through at a local level. And while some have dozens of employees, others have thousands of employees to consider. And either way, bringing everyone back takes planning, and in some cases an awful lot's changed for those employees in the last 2 years. Maybe childcare not operating fully still, people having underlying health conditions and other personal circumstances. And of course there is still the threat of COVID, and HR experts were telling me this morning that this comes with the continued obligations on employers, where employers have a duty of care for staff. And there's also an issue that you can't allow, for example, Mary Murphy to work from home and not let John Murphy do the same without good reason. Now, while over the past 2 years, some companies have thrived by working remotely and it's been very much business as usual, others are saying that the sort of companies they have, they're ones where collaboration is key and they really need people physically to be in the office together and to be able to brainstorm together. One employer I've been speaking to is Idiro Analytics. 6 out of 30 of their staff were back today. Director Geraldine Magner explained some of the logistical issues around getting everyone back and gave us her reaction to Friday's announcement.
For me personally, it's vague. For example, we've held a vacant office for the guts of 2 years, and look, to see life and energy flow back would be more than welcome. However, the housing crisis has meant that many of our workers have gone to other parts of Ireland because it made more financial sense to them. Getting that type of person to come back into Dublin, into the office, will be difficult for them. The housing crisis also has meant that child mining is an issue which people haven't thought about fully yet. I know the government have said February, but I would imagine that it will be at least a 6 to 8 week completion, because there's a huge amount of moving parts to consider when you're talking about people.
Now, Ismay are saying employers are looking for an update on the work safety protocols. They were last updated on January 17th, so that actually predates last Friday's announcement, and it still includes things like social distancing. They're hoping for more clarity there. There's also a lot of focus now on the right to request remote working legislation. This would give workers the right to request flexible working arrangements from their employers. It's understood the general scheme of this will go to Cabinet tomorrow, but the opposition are already critical here. Labour calling on the Taoiseach to publish legislation that guarantees workers the right to flexible work. So still lots more to discuss.
And we'll keep across this in the days and weeks ahead. But for now, Helen Donoghue, thank you for that.